podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Are live again.
We're not live. We're alive.
We are very much alive.
We're here currently, but when they're listening to this, it's not live.
How do you know?
Because what? This doesn't even make sense.
So anyways, we are the sweet side of life all the way from Southern California. This is episode number 41 coming at you. Live.
Not live. Gee, mini Christmas.
So we got a lot to cover in this episode. Got a lot of exciting news coming up. We have.
You didn't even warn me we were starting.
A lot of exciting stuff that's already happened. So if you guys keep up with our podcast, you guys know that I'm in a band, and we just had our second reunion show. How many reunion shows can you actually have before it's just weird?
I mean, I feel like more than 3 weeks needs to be go between two different, like, you can have like a reunion show and then maybe like 25 years later have another one, but I think it has to be longer than 3 weeks.
Yeah, so we did about a 3 week, maybe a month, 3 weeks, I don't know. So we had our second show, and again, it was a success. Really. Mm-hmm. The place was at capacity again. All of our friends came out. It was awesome. So again, thank you everybody that made it out to that show. It was awesome seeing everybody. Can't wait to do it again. We're in talks with a few people to play their venues. And if you guys have listened to us, you've heard us talk about Say Less Productions. They do like meet and greets and stuff like that around town. We're actually working with them right now to put together a date where we actually play at one of their meet and greets. So that'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
So we're in talks with a couple of different venues right now, trying to make that happen. And we'll see what else.
We're also really busy though.
We're stupid busy. I think that's it for the show, right? What? I think we're a solid 3 minutes in. I feel
we haven't even cheersed.
We haven't.
I didn't even know we started.
Well, maybe you should pay attention.
Yeah.
So, as we always say, we are a drinking show. And tonight, I am going lame.
Boring.
So I'm going to let you introduce your drink really quick.
I wrote it down.
It's a peach frosty.
Fizz.
Peach fizz?
Something like that.
Doesn't have an egg in it, though.
No.
No. All right, well, while you're looking at it.
Why would it have an egg? Royal peach fizz.
What is it?
Royal peach fizz. All right,
what is it? In it? What is in it?
Crown Royal peach.
Whiskey?
Yes. Orange juice.
Just a smidgen.
And Prosecco.
Prosecco. I could not find anything of interest to me tonight, so I am just rolling with the old faithful.
Did you even try?
I did.
You did? I didn't see you on your phone trying.
I was at phone all work day today.
Trying to think of a drink.
Trying to find a cocktail.
Liar.
and I just settled for the 7-Up Vodka 7. So cheers, my love.
It's not even 7-Up. It's Sprite.
It's Sprite tonight, cheers. Yes.
It's always Sprite.
We have to get our hands on some new recipes, because we have like all of our drinks in a notepad saying what we've drank, and now we're up to, you know, 40 something.
Yeah.
And we're like kind of topping out like what we have the capabilities of making with our bar. We got a lot of different shit, but I just think we have to, I don't know, maybe hire a bartender. Let me look at our budget, see where our budget's at.
Yeah, our budget says no.
Our budget is at zero currently.
Currently at zero.
So we're looking to expand on that. So before we go too much further into our episode, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to somebody that actually shot us a text message this morning at like 5 a.m. Thanks, by the way.
Yeah, and they're in California. The hell?
So we're going to call them the...
I was going to give them benefit of like, oh, they were on the East Coast. Nope.
Nope, they are in California. No, we're going to call them the R&M couple. And they are from Southern California. And they actually hit us up, ironically enough. They shared some pictures from Vegas.
Which we were just there.
And they're like, you know, hey, we were just out in Vegas. And I wonder if they were there the same weekend. Because he didn't specify when and they were there.
Right.
But they were on Fremont Street.
You know what I saw? Sorry.
What did you see?
The week, I think, oh yeah, I showed it to you yesterday. The weekend we were there Valentine's
Day weekend,
this thing came up on my TikTok where you said it was the window washer thing. I don't remember it being that windy.
It's always windy in
but
Vegas.
But basically, someone was staying at Planet Hollywood and the window washer thing, that's like a tongue twister.
It is a tongue twister.
And you've been drinking. Went flying in through their window.
Yeah.
And what's funny is we didn't stay at the hotel, but that was a hotel I initially had booked for that weekend. And then I ended up changing it because I wanted to stay in downtown Vegas.
That would have been wild, bruh.
Yeah.
So we,
what if it was, we dodged a bullet.
So we narrowly escaped
death. Yeah.
Wow.
And a lawsuit.
Well, we could have got some money.
We could have got some money.
But, so yeah, the, it made us think about Vegas cause we're actually going to dive into the first part of our Vegas trip on this episode. So it's kind of ironic that they messaged saying, hey, you know, we just went to Vegas. We were looking for things to do in Vegas. They're a brand new couple, and it doesn't sound like they've had any experiences.
No, they
yet.
Said they haven't.
So they're looking for that first couple to break them in, and they're like kind of asking for places to go, and we're going to talk about that in this episode and the next. So make sure you listen.
They said they went to some that weren't their thing, so I wonder which ones they went to.
Yeah, I'm not
you
sure.
You didn't ask.
But they were asking for like, you know, recommendations of places to go, and I got them actually signed up on Cassidy, so now I can give them all the recommendations. I actually told him to go back 2 or 3 episodes because we went down that whole list of places that we know in Southern California.
And that was the last episode, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was the last one, but one of the last ones.
Yeah.
Irregardless.
It's regardless.
Irregardless.
It's regardless.
So, yeah, shout out to R&M from SoCal. So listen to this episode. You'll get some hints and tips and tips and tricks and dips and dicks and tips and
what?
But anyways, if you guys are wondering how to reach out to us, you can actually text us or call us at our Sweet Side of Life podcast hotline. It's a 951
cold line.
951-226-5261. I got to make sure I get the right number. 951-226-5261. If you guys text us there, there's a good chance I'll return the text. If you call us there, you can leave a voicemail. It's pretty unlikely I'll call you back because that's just kind of weird.
shoot the shit.
You know, hey, what's up, Bob? But speaking of phone calls.
I was just about to say, speaking of phone calls and the fact that I just realized you're getting pretty tan again.
Yeah.
Why are you getting tan, babe?
It's kind of funny. It's funny you say that because I was actually going to talk about this. You're like reading my mind. So,
it's what I do.
I am, I think German, Irish, and I'm just a white. I'm like,
white.
I'm like ghost.
Just say white.
Even ghosts go, damn, bro, you're white. So during pool party season, I do my best to put on a base burn, just to, you know, just achieve some level of, you know, color.
Melanin.
Melatonin.
Melanin.
So
sleep.
Yeah, melatonin. So I do have a tannin salon I go to. And I've been there a few times now as I'm preparing for our upcoming vacations, which we'll talk about here in just a minute. However, today in Southern California, today and yesterday, it's been raining a lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do that a whole lot here.
No.
So when it rains in Southern California, shit shuts down. Like, people, it's like Armageddon. You know, people just
no one
like
knows how to function.
They like go inside, they turn off their lights, light candles, and turn on Netflix and just like, you know, just
yeah. I literally said that my gym keeps me like accountable because mm-hmm. I sign up for it each time I go, so I have to go, otherwise they charge me. Because yep. I told my gym buddy, I said, if I didn't have to be here because I signed up for it a week ago, I would not. I'm one of those people where I'd be like bundled up in my heater.
Yeah. Like, this weather is not conducive to physical activity.
No.
So anyways, I leave the house. I'm wearing like watermelon board shorts.
That you are.
And flip flops. And I walk into this tannin salon and they looked at me like they literally saw a ghost, because I'm sure they've had no business today. Like, who is, you know, running around in this typhoon that we have going on.
And it was tanning. Dark.
And it was dark.
You went at night.
So I walked in and they looked at me like, whoa, what are you doing? I think they literally said, what are you doing? I'm here to tan. They're like, oh, it's pretty crazy out there, huh? I'm like, yeah, it's rain. It's fine. I'm from Florida. So like rain is kind of like whatever. Rain doesn't necessarily stop me from what I'm doing.
Right.
But yeah, it was pouring down rain. It's dark and I'm wearing watermelon board shorts. And it's like, what's the same? Dress for the job you want.
There you go. You're ready for vacation.
I'm ready for vacation. It might only be March, but I'm ready for it. Pool party season. Here we come. But that kind of leads me up to the reason I'm trying to achieve some level of color is...
Melanin.
we're actually going to Florida here in the next couple of weeks.
Yepperoo.
Yeah, well, I think it's March 19th or 20th. We are going to Florida, which is where I come from, and we're going to visit some family, and we are also going to cruise out of Miami. And if you have listened to any of the past episodes, we're going on the 311 cruise,
which
is a music
themed.
A bunch
of 40-somethings getting crazy.
Yep, a bunch of Gen Xers and... So, yeah, that's what we're doing. However, I was looking at our time frame. We are flying in that Wednesday, the 19th or the 20th or whatever it is. And we have been talking to the folks from Swingers Couch Podcast.
Folks.
The folks. my Florida's coming out.
I was like,
come on, y'all.
He used to be your Latin lover. What happened?
I'm getting there. What happened? So, so we've been talking to them for a while, and we always keep saying, you know, they're going to come out to Southern California. We're going to visit them in Florida. But there's like, I think it's like an 8,000 mile trip between the two. You know, it's like basically here, Russia, it's the same thing. So we had told them that we're going to be coming out and we're going to be staying in the southwest side of Florida. And then on the day of the cruise, we were going to go to Miami. The day before the cruise, we were going to go to Miami. And there was talks of them coming out to us and hanging out with us that Tuesday, I think it was in Miami. But it was kind of just unrealistic. I mean, who's going to make that? I think it was like a 4-hour trip from
for
where
them?
They're at. Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was like there's trains,
Florida's,
there's planes.
Florida's
it been
like
crazy.
California.
It's big.
So big.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And then so it was like the thought was there. The thought was nice, but it wasn't very realistic.
Yeah.
And I would have felt bad for them, like, driving that far just to have dinner with them. What's that?
We're so boring.
Yeah, we are. So, I mean, speak for yourself. But the more I was looking at our schedule, and I'm like, you know what? That 22nd, March 22nd, is a Saturday. There's no reason why we just can't leave the family for a night, a day, and a night, and go to Secrets, which is a LS club there in Florida. It's Kissimmee, it's right over there by Orlando. And we hear about it all the time, and I've always wanted to go, but it's just never been realistic. So I started looking at the schedule, and sure enough, there's a big Eye Candy takeover there. So we were looking at schedules, and we actually booked the hotels, and I'm getting ready to buy the tickets. So we talked to them, and they are going to come out, and they are going to give it their hotel, and they are going to buy their tickets. So it looks like we're going to have a official Sweet Side of Swingers Couch podcast. So yeah, we're all gonna get together.
Sweet Swingers. I don't know. I gotta think.
Sweet Swingers Couch. It should be like a Moist Swingers Couch. So anyway, so we actually I hit them up earlier today. We've never spoken before in IRL. We've talked on Discord. If you guys don't know, they have a Discord channel. It's called Swingers Paradise. And we talk a bunch on there, and, you know, we've just messed around talking via podcast. But I was like, hey, Carlos, my Latin lover, why don't we just get together really quick and have just a quick, you know, speakerphone conversation and just chat a bit, you know? So, yeah, so we did. We had that earlier today, and we're going to play that right now. And that's just a little bit of
dun, dun, dun.
Fun times. And just, you know, getting excited for our upcoming trip. So we're going to go ahead and play that, and we'll be right back in a second. All right, so we are here with the world famous Swingers Couch podcast. My Latin lover, Carlos, and of course, the beautiful Autumn Sins. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good. How are you guys?
Great, guys. How are you?
Good. It's super early here, but super late there.
Well, it's not too bad. It's only 11 o'clock for us here.
Oh, I would be in bed.
Yeah, the only night during the week that we stay up past like 9 p.m. is Thursdays, because that's typically when we do our podcast. So, I wanted to touch base with you guys sooner than later, because we are coming to you guys March 20th. More or less. That's where they live.
We're coming in the States.
We're coming all over Florida. So yeah, March 22nd, we're going to be coming out to Secrets there in, is it Kissimmee or what is it? I don't even know.
I think most of us here say, now you have me question how to say it. Kissimmee.
Yep. Kissimmee. Okay. I've heard Lacey and Dan have that argument before on their podcast, the Swing Nation. They've talked about it, and I've never been there. I know I've heard of it because I used to live in Florida many lifetimes ago. I was Florida man back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys know that there's a whole TV show called Florida Man, and it's about all the stupid shit that people in Florida do?
Yeah, I've seen a few episodes of that. That's
crazy. That is classic.
There is one, I don't want to say it, because if people watch it, then they'll be like, oh, but there's one of eating weird things.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you guys are coming over on the 22nd, correct?
March 22nd, Saturday, March 22nd. We're actually going out to Florida that Wednesday, like the 19th, I think, visiting family. And ultimately, we're cruising out of Miami. But we have that Saturday, the March 22nd, free. And we're like, well, you know what? While we're out there, let's buzz down. It's about a 3-hour drive from where we're at. Shoot out there early Saturday morning. Enjoy the day party and the night party. And we're staying at the Quality Inn that you guys recommended.
Yes, that's where we're staying at. That's what we're planning to do. Like, we could probably go on Friday after, like, late Friday, because we'll get the hotel and then we'll go to a party on Friday night. And then we'll give everybody a chance to go meet up with us on Saturday, maybe rent a cabana or something, and we could chill there for a minute.
Now, I've heard reviews about Secrets. I've looked on the internets, I've looked on Face Spaces, and it seems like a pretty cool thing. But can you guys like give us a little insight as to what to expect? Because this is probably going to be, I don't want to say the last time we're going to go to Secrets, because we don't find ourselves in Florida very often.
No.
So I mean, I got family out there, but I only go out there once every couple of years, and this just kind of worked out perfectly. So yes, I want to make sure we have our best experience and hit all the the fun rooms and find the secret palm trees? Like, what, I know you guys go there all the time. So what are like, cannot.
Now, the first thing you have to have is extra towels. They always got problems with towels.
Okay.
And the only problem that I had at Secrets was with the lockers. I always had problems with the lockers open where at one point we had some people in the same locker with us.
They double booked our locker because it used to be back in the day. It used to be like, you're talking old school, right? So they would take your ID and put it in like a card collecting book. And that's how you would get your locker. And you'd have those old fashioned little orange keys. Mm-hmm. Now they became all sophisticated with credit cards and all that. And I don't know how it happened, but it happened. That was like the worst thing. But it's an absolute fun time. It's anything can happen anywhere, literally anywhere.
Now they got the new pool. The new pool make it even nicer, because back in the days they only had that one pool by the entrance, but now they have the other pool with, which is actually pretty cool because it's like a beach pool for where it goes like very low into and then a little bit into the deep.
Oh, okay.
And like right in front of it, they got like a volleyball net on it by the stage where they do all the in the stage they do all like all the parties, like all the.
The little shows where they'll do like
competitions, you know.
Yeah, like double deal dildo competition or all kinds of like crazy stuff, and you're like right there for it. So it's a lot
of fun. The if I'm not mistaken, the playrooms don't open up until like 1 in the afternoon, right?
I think that's what I read.
During the day,
and at nighttime, I think they're pretty much open. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Now the club, what's the other club name?
The Dungeon?
Yeah.
The Dungeon. Club Swingster.
Yes, the Dungeon is usually open like around when the club open. Now you could go see, you could go, people, they're usually using the thing and you could talk actually to the
Dungeon Masters.
And at the end, once the club closes like around 3, then they open the Dungeon. And I think you got to pay extra for it. I never really done it because I'm not like deep into the BDSM, but it's pretty cool to go talk to the people. They got a lot of knowledge.
Do I have to bring my own ball gag for the dungeon or?
I bring my own balls. I don't know about the gag part.
I have a question. So we've been to some resorts here where like the day party is like the party and then the night party can kind of like go either way. Is it always like a good day party and a good night party, or
usually is the same way, but since it's gonna be an eye candy takeover, eye candy throw some big parties here. A lot of people follow them around, so this is gonna be a big one.
So I feel like the day parties are fun, but like more reserved. So it's more like the interacting with people, having a good time, chit chatting, and everything like that. Where in the nighttime, everything kind of gets a little bit more wild as far as like sexiness and freakiness, but they're both a whole lot of fun.
I don't even know what's the theme for those days.
It's Wonderland. It's like fantasy stuff.
Oh.
Like Cheshire Cat. What do they say? Like Alice in Wonderland type of like stuff like that.
Now, one thing I was reading, maybe you guys can clarify this, is on the website for the club, it says that all genitals have to be covered, including boobs. Like you have to wear pasties. Is that true, or is it pretty much no holds barred inside the club?
Like those rules are there, but 90% of the people don't follow them.
That's okay. The
because we've been at the club and ladies are just walking around there with our freaking boobs just out there. Guys are like on a thong and in flip flops. Mm. There've been times where there was the one time where that lady was getting big in the middle of the dance floor and squirting all over it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it gets a little wild.
So it's obviously free mixers provided then. Now, Carlos, my Latin lover, are we going to wear matching thongs?
Oh.
I
only wear my leopard prints. Ta-dum, ta-dum.
Your leopard?
Those are my speedos.
I don't think I have a leopard. I think I have a cheetah thong, so.
Yeah, that's kind of matchy-matchy still.
And it kind of goes with the fantasy theme.
I walk around naked all the time. Most of the time. What I do wear is like one of those towels with the Velcro on.
Mm.
For the guys, the towel that I wear with the Velcro.
Oh, like a wraparound towel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'd be wearing because it's just easy.
Not to the club though, but like. Not
to the club, yeah, but to the party pool. And to the pool and everything, yeah.
Now, I heard that they just recently opened up their new tiki bar.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, the last time we went, it wasn't open.
No, it wasn't. They were building.
Yes.
Nice. We are huge tiki enthusiasts. So when I heard Tiki Bar open, that made things move, as they say. And
from the pictures, it looks huge. So
that's what she said.
Yeah. No, actually, it's pretty big.
That's what she said.
It wasn't open. They were building it when last time we went over there. So it should have been done because it was almost done. So it was coming out. It was coming along pretty good, though.
Dope. I'm really looking forward to it. Just got a couple more weeks of work to get through.
I know. Then we on vacay.
Woohoo!
Now, nice. Out here in California, most of our resort type places we have out here, most of the party is more the daytime pool party. But I am recapping.
I am recapping,
woman. So
did you not hear me?
So once the club hours open up at like, I think it's 6, do they still party outside at the pool with the jacuzzis? Like, is there still like a DJ outside, or does the party like just completely transfer to inside club?
Okay. No, there's a DJ outside at the pool, and this one inside.
Okay.
The party usually goes in and out. There's a couple of bars outside. I know one of them, the Tiki Bar, stays open. I'm pretty sure. And there's just two more bars in the club. Now it stays open. Now when they close completely, like what time you said 2?
At 2 a.m. is when the club shuts down. That's when you're allowed to. I think all the bars themselves close down. I think that's when you're allowed to bring your own alcohol.
That's what I think.
Yeah, and I don't know. They said that usually now they're telling people to leave
at 3. Time. Yeah. At 3 is the new supposed time that, because it used to not like be a time for people to leave, but I guess they had so many people that would just like sleep on the chairs in the pools and stuff. So now they made a rule like at 3 o'clock, if you don't have a room there, you have to get out.
Yes,
I
would take my whole recording system. So maybe we'll throw a whole episode over there with you guys, and I'll forward the files to you guys, email them to you guys, to make it easier. Maybe get an SD card right there.
Sounds good. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing some culutos, as you say. And culutos.
Yes.
Culo, putas.
I'm trying to line up a few people, so we'll see if we can get a few people going.
All right. Well, none of my friends are coming because it's 3,500 miles away, I think. So, we're looking forward to meeting you guys, hanging out with you guys, and meeting some of your friends, and just having a great time there in Florida, man.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this call up, as you say. We're gonna.
Yes.
What's the saying they say? Yeah. We're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Right, I can't remember your exact words, but
we're gonna start wrapping this one up.
There you go. There it is. So yeah, we will see you guys here in just a couple of weeks.
Looking forward to meeting you guys in person.
Yes, definitely, I'm so excited.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
See you guys. You have a good night as well.
Too.
Bye.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that. The quality wasn't the best, but. It's speakerphone. How can you? But we're gonna get together. Do? What's that?
What can you do?
What can you do? So we're definitely gonna talked about in the phone call. We're gonna try to do some level of podcast there while it's secrets. I don't know how it's gonna work. I've never been there, but we'll do our best.
Sounds like a fun place, though.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've looked at. It sounds awesome, and all the previous podcasts that have done interviews with them or whatever, It sounds like a great place, but I've never really listened to the podcast too hard because I've never really thought of it as a place we would make it to.
I know. Look at us being traveling swingers.
Look at us.
Speaking of traveling, we just got back from Vegas.
I'm like, where are you going? So yeah, we got back from Vegas over Valentine's Day weekend. We went, that Thursday? Mm-hmm. Thursday night we flew out, and then we came home Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That's a long time in Vegas.
It was a good time.
Do you remember any of it?
Yeah.
All right, let's. I'm going to let you kind of take the reins, and I'm going to fill in the gaps the best, because...
You're going to correct me is what you mean.
I'll do my best. I'll try to insert my version of the memory, and then if I have to correct you, then I will correct you.
So right. We had...
Thursday night.
Well, nothing really happened Thursday night. We got there.
We got on a plane and we made it.
We got on a plane alive. And we made it alive, which I guess, with the plane that's records kind of a big nowadays, deal at the moment. That's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
I will say I was a little bit more nervous than normal to be on a plane after hearing everything that's been going on. So, yeah, we made it.
We did.
Both plane rides, there and back.
Yes. The one going there, though, was a little rough.
Yeah, because it got delayed. The weather, like, speaking of rain in California, like, we never have this much rain, and we had rain that day. Mm-hmm. So I thought I was being all clever and cute because it was a holiday weekend. I was like, oh, flights are way cheaper on Thursday night than they are on Friday morning. Let's just go out Thursday night. And, yeah, Mother Nature was like,
the all the flight delays were originated earlier in the day because of
the rain and the wind. Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, so we drank a lot at the airport.
No.
While we waited for our plane.
We were buying doubles at the airport, which, my God, it's so stupid.
Yeah, because then you have to use the airplane bathroom.
Yeah.
So once you break that seal.
Yeah, that's never a good time.
Yeah. So we did make it. We made it to our hotel. We stayed at the Golden Nugget, which is tried and true for us. Mm-hmm. Good hotel. We upgraded. Look at us.
Fancy.
We didn't get to fuck on our couch, though. We didn't even fuck in our room at all.
No, we did not.
So we went to bed that night. we got there really late. Because of all the delays, we got in there super late.
It was like 1?
It was late. It wasn't... I mean, but I think by the time we got to the hotel and everything, yeah, it was late. And then we just tried to go find something to eat and then... went to bed.
Yeah.
So we were boring. But then we got up in the morning. You had the worst steak of your life.
Yeah.
For breakfast. You know,
yeah. I'm a steak and eggs guy. But when it comes to steak, I eat fillets. Pretty much. That's it.
I eat fillets. I do fillets.
Medium. But, you know, every now and then I'll step down off my high horse and I'll eat what the commoners eat. So I had a steak and eggs, and I chose it medium, and it was
not good.
It was a New York
strip,
and it was like...
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I mean, that's always this. And then it was like rare raw.
Yeah.
It like I had good. 2 bites, and I chewed it for like 15 minutes, and I'm like, I can't even like... My jaws, like I don't have this right type of teeth to like break this meat
down. Caveman teeth.
I need like some real canines in here.
Yeah.
And,
but our waiter was nice. He without us even asking, saw that it was super rare.
He came over, he took it away. He's like, are you guys done? Yeah. And he looked at it. He goes, whoa.
That's undercooked.
This is not what you ordered. But I'm not one to complain.
So he calmed us which was nice.
Yeah, very nice.
So I'm not going to blow up the spot.
I'm not going to talk too much shit on the steakhouse inside of Golden Nugget.
Oh my gosh. What's you're up? The worst.
What? I didn't say their name.
Because there's multiple.
No, the waiter was awesome.
Yeah.
I will never eat there again.
Never?
I don't think I can. How do you fuck up steak and eggs?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And the eggs weren't even that good.
Yeah.
So again, we won't name the place.
Stupid.
I have no ill will. I just won't ever eat there again.
Yeah.
I mean, you get better steak at Applebee's.
All right.
Don't call yourself a steakhouse.
You get the point. Chimney Christmas. So then we just had to wait for our friends to arrive. And we gambled.
What day was this?
This was
Friday.
Friday.
Okay.
We gambled. And I would like to just let everybody know.
Oh boy.
That I am no longer calling it win or lose with gambling. I think this is a perspective everybody should take on. We're just calling it spent.
Spent money?
Yes, because if you go to like an arcade and you buy like a card and you put money on the card, I do not expect my money back. I just expect to play games, which...
Yeah, but you're going to ultimately, you're going to get points at the end that you can go and buy
not candy. At CoinOp.
Not at CoinOp. Well, that place is different.
And they honestly, have a whole stand. I don't even get anything because it's all stupid. You get candy, which, okay, we spent $400 for you to get three Tootsie Rolls.
Not me. No. Let's clarify really quick. You play slots.
I play slots, exactly. Like yeah. An arcade. I like to play the slots. I like the games. So I'm not going to say I won or I lost. Unless I win, then I will say that. If I lose, I'm going to say I spent. So I
spent that makes you feel better.
Money at the slot machines.
As long as you...
And I had a great time.
Did you?
I did. And then, so we waited for our friends to arrive. So our friends that came out with us were Sam and Cole and Beard and Butt. Mm-hmm. And and Dr.
Feel Good
and Nurse Feel Good came out, but they weren't
milkshake.
Yeah, they weren't staying like in the same hotel as us. They had their own accommodations and they kind of met up with us at certain
times. They were out there way earlier in the week.
Yeah, they had other reasons to be out there and it just worked out. We were all out there for the same time. Mm-hmm. So we met up at different events together, but and like different things throughout the time we were there, but we didn't like they weren't staying where we were all staying.
Yeah.
So Friday night, everybody got there, right? Everybody arrived. We, that was our Flirts night, and we hadn't been to Flirts before.
Yeah, Flirts LV, it's the partner, or the, not the partner.
It's owned by the same people, as
Playhouse LV.
Playhouse LV.
Yeah. Which we haven't been there either.
We haven't.
Playhouse LV and Flirts LV, same owners, both in Vegas, but Playhouse has a little different, they have like a no alcohol rule on premise type setup. I'm not exactly sure how that all works out, but Flirts LV is BYOB. So that's why out of the two, this we particular, chose we chose this one because we know the BYOB, BYOB, bring own your booze.
I don't know, babe. I don't know what you're trying to say. But yeah,
I don't
BYOB. So we got all dressed up. The theme was Valentine's, probably.
What? Valentine's? Yeah. It's like, yeah,
red. Yeah. It was literally on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. On Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Friday. So we went to LV Playhouse, or I mean Flirts LV, and it was actually, it's right by Whispers. When we were driving there, I was like, I recognize all of this, places.
I know this neighborhood.
Yeah. And they did it. I think they had a really good setup. Now, somebody had said, okay, to me, it didn't look like anybody could possibly live there. That would have been a lot of work to take, to put up, to take down, like, every weekend. Because they do parties the whole weekend, don't they? Mm-hmm. But somebody I had heard said somebody lives there. And I guess
I don't think it's a matter of taking down and putting up. I mean, if that is
all those curtains and all those beds in the living room,
I think they can stay. Cause that's here's the wild. Thing is if you own multiple venues and that is your job and that is your passion, I think there could be a whole nother section of that house that had like a master bedroom that had its own setup. You know what I mean? We didn't obviously see the entire venue. So there could have been a whole living area. And that was just like
another kitchen.
They could still use that kitchen.
I know, but that is wild.
I don't know. I don't think they live there,
yeah.
But it wouldn't shock me if they did. Mm. Like, I didn't look at it as like, there's no way.
I looked at it as there is no way. Well, you're so crazy. Basically, you enter into the kitchen. That's where you check in, and don't worry about bringing your QR code because they just ask you your name anyway.
Yeah, I'm like a rule follower, a stickler, And if there's like if there's technology involved, I'm like, I get it. I save it, get the QR code. So I had everything all saved. I had like every section of the thing, and they're like, "What's your name?" I'm like, "Oh, all right, come on in." It's like, "But you didn't even scan." Oh, we don't do that.
We don't have a way to scan it. Come on, didn't even have a way to scan it.
I think it's like I don't know. It just looks so more official. Like when I have the QR, I'm just freaking act like it. Just take your phone and go boop.
Yeah.
Like make me feel like I didn't waste my time. But really quick, it was like it was a little bit different because you couldn't get in there until 10 p.m.
Yes, you couldn't arrive till 10. So we took an Uber with Beard and Butt there, and then Sam and Cole were going to meet us. And then Dr. Feelgood and Nurse Feelgood, they were
already there.
Already there.
Yeah.
But they were going to meet us essentially
too. We ended up getting there, I think, like 10:20.
Yeah, with the Uber ride and getting the Uber and all that stuff. So, they were already there. But there wasn't a ton of people there. Like, when we got there, it definitely filled in more towards, like, 11. But if you're not there by midnight, you do not get in. Like, they lock it down, shut it up. Like, nothing comes in or out.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically what it is you said you knew this. I personally didn't really know this about this place. Is from 10 to midnight is kind of like their meet and greet portion of the night. So what I had read online was that in the bar area, that men had to have most their clothes on. Women could be naked, no play though. There's like, you know, stuff like that. Fairly basic, you know, don't play around the buffet. Like, you know,
don't put your dick in the sauce.
Exactly. Don't stir the ranch with your, sir. But when we got there, they said like basically from 10 to 12, like everybody had to maintain a level of clothing in the main area, which was like
anywhere lounge. Because they didn't have the playrooms open.
But I mean, everybody congregated to the lounge.
There was nowhere else really.
Exactly.
To be.
So you passed the playrooms and.
Well, yeah, because they weren't open.
So you walk into this, you walk past the playrooms, and then you walk into this area, and it's like a 2-story high ceiling. They have what are they called? Curtains like hanging down, really decked out, really nicely.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
The lights, the vibe, the bar, like they had awesome like lounge seats everywhere, and the DJ in the corner. Great vibe.
Yeah.
But it was just it was weird at first for me for like the 10 to 12 thing. Like even women were like not.
Yeah, everybody was dressed. I feel like my boobs are my superpower and I can't show them. I have no superpowers.
Right.
So I first wanted to kind of explain. So when you first walk in, you walk into the kitchen. That's where you check in. Then you move over. There's like a little closet kind of looking thing with some lockers. So if you can get a key for a locker for $5, you get your $5 back when you return the key. So then when you kind of go in, there's like, let's call it. It's the living room. I know because there was a fireplace in it. But basically, it opens up to a big living room, but they've sectioned it off in like what I think it was what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 beds in it with just kind of sheer dark curtains. So they're semi-private area. It's a semi-private area because you kind of have the curtains so people aren't just like big orgy room, like just jumping from bed to bed. Mm-hmm. But you can still hear everybody. You can still see a lot of things. And things like that. So then there was like a little couch. And then that's when you walked into the room where basically everybody congregated. Because none of that was open when you first get there. They kind of give you the tour if you want to see it. But then it's not open for anything until midnight. Okay. Yep. So that's why everybody congregates into the bar area and the dance floor where the DJ was. Because there was really nowhere else to go. Because you can't be in any of the playrooms. Which is all there else was. All there was besides that. I don't know. Anyway, there was a private room with an actual door. I think one or two of those.
Yeah.
And then in the dance floor area, because the ceiling was basically 2 stories high, there was essentially kind of like a loft, which they created 2 bedrooms up there, which were semi-private because you could close the blinds and close the door and make it a private room, or you could leave everything open
and overlook
the dance floor, and there was kind of a bigger window in the room. So there was all that. So yeah, it was kind of odd, like the first, and then there's a bar, and I mean everything looks great. Like they did a really good job. Like the couches look sleek, the tables, the lighting, the curtains that went from floor to ceiling. They did a really good job of making things look nice, like really nice. The bar was nice. The only thing I didn't like about the bar was they put chairs in front of the bar, which makes sense for a normal bar, but for me, it created like a problem. Like when I wanted to go to the bar, I was kind of like,
they didn't have any service stations, like any area there was that were blocked off.
Yeah, there was no, you literally like, had at to, one like, point I was like standing,
reaching over people's heads.
Yeah, and I was standing by like a trash can, like trying to get, like I'm like, hey, like getting my drink from like the side entrance to the bar behind the bar. So
yeah, there was a little bit of a flow issue there.
Yeah, I feel like that was a flow issue for sure. They could have not put so many chairs or did high tops elsewhere instead of putting a bunch of chairs in front of the bar.
Yeah, because the thing with like, if you're standing at the bar and you, excuse me, and then people can kind of create that space, but if you're in a chair,
yeah,
that's, you can't move.
Yeah, like you're in there. The chair. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like kind of awkward.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it made getting a drink a little painful, like later in the night when there's a lot more people in there.
Right. Yeah. Like when we first got there, there was no one there. But when, you know, closer to 11 and 12, there was a lot more people in there. So, yeah, it definitely was a little bit more difficult. So we were there with Beard and Butt and Dr. and Nurse Feelgood and some other people. And then actually, I believe that Sam and Cole called him the mayor. So I'm going to go with that. yeah, a couple that we met in Vegas when we were at Dirty Vegas, he lives there. So him and his fiance showed up and we didn't know they were going to be there. I don't think Sam and Cole knew they were going to be there, but I mean they live there, so I think they had said they went to some show out and on the strip and then just came there afterwards.
Okay.
So anyway, they knew a bunch of people, but they showed up and they remembered us from Dirty Vegas. So
they remembered you.
I think they remembered both of us, but I didn't even have my tits out at that time, so it couldn't even be like my superpower wasn't even right. There.
He was looking at your eyes.
Yeah, but you were kind of like keeping in touch with Sam and Cole, and they weren't there yet, so we were trying to figure out what happened with that, and you're kind of like trying to figure that out and be discreet with your phone. But honestly, they didn't really even say anything about phones, to be honest, which normally places do, but I guess it's kind of just like a
well, at that thing. Hour, you had to be closed.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody had his clothes on.
Yeah, I think you weren't supposed to, but I was going out. I was going outside, and I was trying to
communicate with
him. It sounds like, I still don't know the entire story, but apparently they had never been there before either.
Right. They had always done Playhouse LV. Yes.
So they entered, they just searched for flirts.
Yeah, they ended up at a bar or some house or, I don't know, some random
another,
place.
There is another bar called Flirts, which is like 15 minutes away.
She said it was like a house or something, though.
Yeah, I don't know like what it is, but she's like, I'm here, and I went outside. I'm like, no, you aren't.
No, you're not.
And she's like, yeah, I'm over here, and I'm like, honk your horn, and she honks her horn, and
you're like, I don't hear anything.
And she's like, yeah, I'm at ... Chambord Street or whatever. I go, well, I am not.
Wrong place.
So, yeah, that was a whole fiasco. And I think they ended up getting there like after the deadline or something. So
ultimately, they weren't able to get in. I was trying to get the mayor to help and all the things, but
they had already taken off
by that time. So
that was a whole fiasco.
It was a whole thing. But anyway, they didn't make it. So when you don't hear about Sam and Cole in this episode, it's because they didn't make the party. So
next
that's
time.
Yeah, next time. So anyway, so they do the whole meet and greet thing type of thing. And then literally at like midnight, some girl gets on the microphone and she's like, all right, thank you guys for coming. And the playrooms are open, basically. And
you can now disrobe.
Yeah. And so then.
But you know what's wild is I've heard about that whole spiel on other podcasts of other clubs.
Oh, so it's a thing.
It's a thing. It's called the dress down.
Oh.
So like all of a sudden, all right, everybody's having a good time. It's blah, blah, blah time. Now we dress down.
Oh.
And at that point, you're almost required to get down to some level of lingerie or something. A lot of parties do that.
They didn't require anything.
I know. I'm just saying that. Yeah. Typically, the other events I hear is it basically is a requirement. I mean, I guess you could if you're like, no, I refuse to. I paid all this money to keep my pants on. Says no one ever. So I've heard about it, but this is the first event where we've ever been to mm-hmm. where there's been like that line
yeah.
in the sand
yeah.
announcement. And literally it was like, whoosh,
whoosh, yeah, so I whoosh. Scurried off to the locker to get my lingerie that I brought, which I wore for approximately
the time it 5 took minutes. You to get from the bathroom to the...
So you and I were in the main dance area after I changed, and then Beard and Butt. I actually don't know where Nurse and Dr. Feelgood went. I have no idea at this point where they were, but we were.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I don't know. So we were kind of like wandering and just checking out the playrooms. Mm-hmm. And then I think Beard had said, what I thought he said was, are you going to a playroom? And I said, no, not like right now. And then, but I think now what he had actually said was, do you want to? And I was like, no, not right now.
No.
So then he grabbed Butt and he was like, well, we're going to go over there, you know? And I was like, oh, you guys do your thing. So we went back into the dance room, and then you had already talked to somebody that like earlier in the day on Cassidy or whatever that was doing, they were going to do Shibari.
Yeah, I was on the, I think it was the party event page or something like that on Cassidy. And there was a couple that said, hey, we're going to be there tonight or Friday or whatever it was. And we're bringing Shibari ropes if anyone gets tied up. And I looked and they were actually from Southern California as well. And I looked and they were cute. I'm like, cool. So I put their name in. I'm like, hey, yeah, we're down. The wife likes to get tied up. So we actually, earlier in the night during the meet and greet, as we were walking yeah. around, she came over. She's like, hey, I listen to your podcast and blah, yeah. blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, we have Shibari. I'm like, wait, are you the... And then they ended up, we found out they were the couple I was talking yeah. to, and they're actually listeners. So it was like, it was perfect.
I think just cool. she does.
She is, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, odd. Perfect.
Not odd, but like normally it's the guy. So it's like,
yeah.
Does it switch for me that it was the girl?
You know, I feel like it's lately more the women that either do or at least admit to it. Because we seem to be getting approached by more women saying, hey, I listen to,
yeah.
you know, there's definitely guys in there, but if,
maybe like you're just getting approached by girls and I'm getting approached by dudes.
Maybe. That's how it should be. So anyway, so after you turned down Mr. Beard.
I didn't turn him down. Later I was like, I don't think that's what he said. I was like,
You know, the music's pumping.
It was. And I said something to him later. He's like, oh, I don't even know what I said. I was like, okay, good. I was like, I wasn't trying to be a dick.
Well, the thing we've talked about in other episodes is we're more about the hang than the bang. And it was still early in the night, so mm-hmm. we were still hanging.
Yeah.
You
had said, I want to get another drink. Like, we went and looked at the playrooms, and you're like, I want to get another drink. And I was like, okay. So we went in back into the
yeah
the main room.
We went back into the main room, and then we were kind of looking around, looking for, you know, the next thing to do. And we looked up the stairs in that room.
Yeah, I looked up, and I saw he was tying her up in the window.
Yep.
It was so sexy. It was like... like a red light district style, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you yeah. know?
Yep. So like ding, ding, ding.
Super sexy. So I was like, they left the door open.
Let's integrate into this crowd.
Yeah. I was like, let's go see if we can watch.
So it was just at that point, it was that couple and then one other couple was in mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
So we went up and...
We sat on the couch that was there.
Yep.
And we watched him tie his wife up. But he just... What he did was he did like... He wasn't like tying hands or feet. It was like tying like a
bustier,
like a bra almost, like yeah. a rope bra with a little like
handle
on the back for someone keeping to maybe control you while they're doing you doggy. So he did that, and then he tied the other girl. So both of them kept their lingerie on. And he kind of tied around it.
Yeah.
I think the second girl, she pulled her top down, but she still kept like her, yeah. like the baby doll style of it on. And then his wife had a bra on and panties or whatever. So they kept their lingerie on. So then we're kind of up there. And then by this time, I think Dr. Feelgood came up and was mm-hmm. kind of sitting there. Or I don't know. Anyway, she asked if I wanted to get tied. So I was like,
duh,
say less.
That's why we're sitting here in line.
I'm like, I thought I told my number already. So then,
now serving number three.
So then he started to tie me and you were like, we're not wearing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All of that and having him tie over all of that. And I was like, what? And I was just wearing like a baby doll thing. And I was like, if I take this off, I'm basically going to be nude. And you were like, take it off. So I was like, fine. So I wore it for all of like 5 to 10 minutes. So I took it off. He tied me in this a similar way with the bra, rope bra type of thing. And he had the good ropes. So the ropes that aren't like scratchy. He said his wife likes the ones that I'm thinking wife, but maybe partner. Anyway, that are the silk or nylon or they're whatever.
Probably
so
like
they're
a vinyl or yeah.
So they're yeah. smooth. Mm-hmm. So when they're
that's
when
ropes that I have
when he's like pulling it like through things, it just like rubs like all the way across your body, and it's like it just gives me like goosebumps, and it feels good. And then, but he was I don't know how long he's been doing it, but he had like a whole thing, and he was like. He put his arms like he was like, okay, from this to this, he put his hands up like giving me a range, you know, from this to this, like how
tight
can I touch you or whatever, oh, basically okay, like gotcha. From medical doctor to my wife. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand his question at first. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, how much can I touch you? I was like, oh, you're fine. Yeah. And then like, he was like, okay. And then he just said, you know, let me know if it's too tight or if it feels tight, it's going to get tighter. So if initially it feels tight, tell me so that, cause it, he's like, as I tie more, it gets tighter.
Yeah. If it's already too tight at that point.
Yeah. So I think we have pictures, so maybe we could put them up. Maybe like one or two up. Are they already on our Cassidy?
No.
Yeah.
I maybe. Only have the videos. I never saw pictures.
Oh, we have pictures but too.
I don't know where the pictures went.
We got sent them.
I went through
so my anyway, phone. While we were up there, well, if you don't have them, I have them, so I can give them to you.
Yeah.
But you obviously didn't download them. They're in your texts. So while we were up there, I was getting tied. So at some point, Dr. Feelgood walked in, and then Beard and Butt walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were like getting ready to leave, and I'm like, "Where are you going?" And you're like, "Well, I wanted to take pictures." And Beard's like, "I got my phone. I got you guys." Really quick,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, "You are not leaving while this is being done. You have to watch. Like, what is wrong with you?" So, yeah. So we did. So we got tied and
stop saying we.
Well, I got tied. Well, we is in all the girl like okay. us girls, but I was the only one in our group that got tied.
Yeah,
I didn't see anybody else. So then it's a good thing girls are allowed to be walking around with nothing because I was walking around with nothing. I just had rope on.
Mm-hmm. That was a good look.
Yeah. So then after that, we, the guy was well, just
that
was, like.
While you were getting tied, I was getting some favors
yeah, exactly.
Too.
I think you were. The guy, the only thing he said about the rope tie thing is just like, make sure he gets his ropes at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, that's. Okay, I will find you. I'll make sure you get, even if I have to mail them to you, I will
personally deliver them to your house.
If something happens and you guys leave before we leave and I'm still wearing them, I will make sure they get to your house.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so while I was getting tied, what was happening to you?
I was watching you getting tied. Now, I was getting hand jobs and blow jobs, and I got a ninja blow job.
What's a ninja blowjob?
Well, my primary blowjob was happening and it was wonderful. And then she pulled away for 1 second and there was another girl that was standing next to me and she like from the full standing position like went all the way down and went and did like one blow pop motion and like basically ran away.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah, there was whoa. Another couple there who
it was like a ninja blow pop
who we know from here that was there. They didn't come with us, they came to see a concert or something, yeah. But just so happened to be staying in our same hotel and going to the same clubs we were. So I don't know how much of a coincidence that was, but since we posted everything on Cassidy, but yeah, so they were there. So she was your ninja blowjob.
She was.
I remember you said that.
She was like, boop, boop. It was like, what? Where'd that come from? All right. So after the ninja blowjob, Beard and Butt were obviously done with their first session. And then we went back downstairs and you were all tied up.
Yeah. I had my little rope bustier on.
Bustier.
Whatever we want to call rope bra.
Yep. And then what did we do after that?
So then we went down. I peed. Okay. We don't need to hear about every bowel movement you had. Bowel movement. So then we went down to, so then we went down after we, I got tied up. You got blowjobs. We went down to the playroom. Blowjobs. So then we went to the big group room that private. Was like not really a group room, but the one I first talked about.
We're talking slow because we're trying to remember all the details. Yeah,
so the big group room that wasn't really a group room, but was kind of a group room where the sheer curtains. Mm-hmm. And there was an empty bed in the back, like in the corner or whatever. So we were there with Beard and Butt. And the other bed, actually, was, I don't know if they were there when we first got there or they were there later, but anyway, at some point in the other bed was Dr. and Nurse Feelgood. Mm-hmm. But
and also
which ours didn't have a curtain, like theirs and ours were all on the back wall, so yeah. We didn't actually have a curtain between ours.
We had about 15 between each other between the
yeah
beds,
there was a but yeah there no was a lot curtain. Of space between the beds, but there was like, because that's where the fireplace was. Mm-hmm. There was basically a fireplace between us, but then yeah, so there was no curtain. So we could see them over there.
Is that fireplace on? Because it was hot as fuck.
Yeah, so that was the other thing. It was way too warm because it was cold outside, and yeah. I get that. But once we were inside, it was freaking a furnace. Well, and then they had fans that were not on, so there was no circulation of air. Yeah. So when we first got back there, it was okay. But then once you start fooling around, it's like
body heat starts going
hot. Yeah. So Beard goes, he tells me to lay down, and I just look at him and I said, no, you lay down. You have been asking me to sit on your face for I don't know how long, so it's happening. He was like,
shut up and lay down.
Say less. So he laid down, I sat on his face, and then you and Butt were, I think you went down on her.
We were playing a game of chess.
Of chess.
No, yeah, I was going down on her for a while, and
then I think then I switched to going down on him. Mm-hmm. So she probably flipped too.
That's probably
usually that's what happens. It's like
one
kind goes of, you and kind you kind of flow together.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And then I think you were standing on the bed on the edge, and
standing
she was,
on
no standing on the edge of the bed, and not the edge of the bed, but on the floor, but at the edge of the bed, and she was blowing you, and then And then Beard got a condom out, and I just looked at you and said, are we doing this? And yeah, you were like, we're doing it.
Because this couple, they've been on our radar for a while, and we've been on their radar. But it's kind of like,
as much as we hang out, it just never happened where we've.
Yeah, it's like we hang out a shit ton, and it's just circumstances just have never.
Soft played with them before in like a couple of instances, but nothing like. Has been in a circumstance where it's like, okay, now we're fucking.
Yeah. This was an episode where like everything was perfect except for the fucking heat.
Yeah, exactly. That was the only thing. But so then, so Beard fucked me doggy.
Started, yeah.
Yeah, which is, so he's shorter than I am and shorter mm-hmm. than you. So it was a little bit different. Like, it's definitely different when you're like, even though it's the same position, it's a little bit different because normally I'm legs in with you, and with him I was legs out.
Yeah, both you and I are 5'10 and taller.
Yeah.
Both them are 5'8 and shorter, I would say. 5'9? Maybe he's 5'9?
Probably.
I don't know.
I don't want to give him the wrong height.
He's like 5'2. She, I think, is like 5'2, 5'1.
She's, yeah.
And so it's the opposite for me. Like, she's in doggy, and I'm like way above her. So I had to like legs all the way out.
So we were both in spread legs. But it was fun. It was a good time. We kind of flipped different positions. He pulled the rope thing for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good time.
I would say fun.
You did a little trick with your condom.
A little trick with my condom helped
you.
So condoms suck.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah. They're there for our protection. However, they are not the best thing.
I have read somewhere is if you put a little bit of lube, some guys can be like, yeah, duh, asshole. I'm not a condom guy.
Yeah. I mean, we are when we play with other people.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you and I got together,
yeah.
You were one of my first, and you and I have just been not condom because of birth control, and we've been together 1,000 years. So when we got into the LS, like condoms, literally I had before LS, I had used a condom one time.
Well, we used one once.
No, we did not.
Yeah, we did. We did. We went and bought them. We used them, and you were like, I can't feel anything. And you were such a little bitch about it. I was like, fine, I'll get on birth control.
Okay, so two times before the LS. And they're a struggle, I'll admit. You know, any guy that says they don't suck, oh, there's a few people. But I have not had a lot of experience with it. So one of the things I had read was if you put a little bit of lube on your dick before you put the condom on, obviously not enough where the condom, you know, wear a proper fitting condom that will stay on. But if you put a little bit, it adds a little more
friction,
like a natural lube friction inside the condom. So it feels better. And then that with the trusty cock ring.
Oh, yeah. You put a cock ring on.
Because I found that helps me because any guy will say, like, you can get into your head. If you get into your head, it's over.
Yeah.
And the condoms are a big part of getting into your head. Like, that time, you can be rock hard and you could be so turned on. But that time it takes you to turn around, rip the condom, pull the condom off, put it on you, mm-hmm. turn back around. That 10 seconds can be like,
bleh. Yeah. There was another thing you said, too. Pre-opening them. Did you do that?
I did not do it for this one, but Dan from Swing Nation, bless his heart, says he has a little tip. Is if they know they're about to get down, he'll pre-rip a condom and put it on the bedside. Because if your hands are covered with lube or lady juices, your hands are slippery, right? And you go to – I experienced this. I'm like, okay, I'm hard. I'm like, let's go. Go team, you know? And I turn around and I grab the condom. It's like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Let's just fucking slip.
Plus, you couldn't find it in the bag.
It was in the dark. I couldn't find it in the bag.
We had no light.
And in my head this whole time, I'm like, yeah, I could have just fucking planned this so much better. But, yeah, pre-rip that shit. And if you don't use it, throw it away because you don't want it to dry up.
Obviously.
But, I mean, if you're to the point where you have it your bedside, pre-rip it. But anyway, so put a little bit of lube on, put the condom on, and then for me, the cock ring, it gives me that extra, elongated period of erection, and it gives me like a confidence. Mm-hmm. So like, even if my mind's starting to say, oh, you know, hey, this condom sucks, doesn't it? You're not going to be able to do this. This condom sucks, bro. The cock ring says, nah, I got you. And then that's, you know, what happened. Turn around and, put it in her butt.
No, you didn't. You didn't put it in her butt.
I put it in. And then, you know, once you start doing your thing, then all of a sudden your mind checks out and you realize, oh, this feels good. And then pop, bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. You were like, I might come. And I was like, do it. But
then
I think you started talking yourself out of it or something.
No, I didn't want to finish it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we were still fucking.
Well, yeah, because beer is always like, you know, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Let's go. And I'm like, well.
Well, I knew with that heat, I wasn't going 3 hours.
Yeah, no. So I'm like, I want to try to like at least.
I was barely going to make 15 minutes.
I want to at least get a few minutes in here. So, yeah, I could have come if I like clicked that box in my head. Like, all right, this is what we're doing. But I was like, you know what? I'm having a really good time.
Yeah, it was a really good time.
I'm not in a rush.
Time.
But though, I could have kept going, but I was sweating like a freaking whore. Yeah,
that's what happened to me. And then also because of, like I said, because Beard and Butt are shorter than us, mm-hmm. he had me positioned short way on the bed, mm-hmm. not long way on the bed. Mm-hmm. When we first, you know, started, he was like, well, let's go this way. And I get what he was thinking. It gave us more room, like side to side. Yeah.
It would have been hard where to be, because like, there was only like maybe a
queen
at best.
Yeah. So we would have, if we would have been going long ways, like we would have basically been laying right next, like literally based right next to each other, mm-hmm. which we were obviously right next to each other, but it wasn't like, it gave us a little bit of space. So I get why he did that. But because I'm so long that he was, when he was fucking me from behind, I was like being pushed off the bed, like forward. So I was, and then because we were all on the bed together, you know, we would all get our rhythm and we would be perfectly like, mm-hmm. like our rhythm would be perfect. Like it'd be like, okay, we're keeping the bed. Yeah. We're keeping the bed moving in the same motion, but then one person would get off and then it's like the whole bed was just basically like earthquake. And mm-hmm. then it was like, okay, we have to find our rhythm again. So I'd stop, like I would basically stop moving and mm-hmm. then let him find his rhythm again and then pick back up. So you guys could, it was like, I'm like, this is the things like when you're on like a shaky bed, not like, I mean, those beds were obviously, you know, cheap. Yeah. Cheap.
They're not installed.
Yeah, they're not. Enough. Yeah.
It's remember not that like, bed at EDR that we, yeah, the whole thing tipped over and yeah. we fell off in the middle.
It's wild. I think it was on like a thing in the center. It didn't even have side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one like just completely teeter-tot, did a teeter-tot. Anyway, so we fucked Beard and Butt.
Yeah.
Doggy, had a great time. Forward.
I want to do it again.
I didn't ride. But it was because it got so hot.
Ridiculously hot.
So then I was like, okay, I'm hot. I need water. Like, I can't breathe. Like, I just, yeah. and I felt, I started feeling gross. I was just like, I'm sweaty. And I know I feel like sweaty.
Yeah,
and like, he was like, you feel fine. And I'm
my
like,
my last position,
mean, come on.
Fucking her was missionary.
Yeah.
And I'm like leaning over. I know my sweat's like pouring in her. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's, if it's you, it's fine. I'm like, you know what? But like first time with someone else, it's like I'd like to get a return visit, so I'm trying not to like gross you out too much. So then we, at that point, we like switched partners.
All right, yeah. Well, I got water, and then it was like okay. Then they were still. So then they went to each other because I was kind of standing up and trying to like figure out what I was going to do. I literally felt like I was going to pass out at one point.
There was a lot of like cross hand play, and
yeah,
that's my favorite type of play. Is when there's a lot of cross,
yeah.
like hands, like at one point, you know, I'm doing this to her and this to her, and no you're making out with
you.
Him, and
you have to say what you're doing. You're like fingering her, and
I'm just everything.
Yeah, touching her, and then so they were together. So then it was like once I was like cooled down a little bit, I got mm-hmm. some water. I was like, okay. So then you and I started fucking, and then you did come
before we started fucking. Butt was riding him. And I'm like, she's thirsty. So I grabbed the bottle of water and I grabbed her hair. I'm like, here's some water. And she's like, glug, glug, glug. So I was like, all right, you know. And then, yeah, at that point, that's when we got together. And we had a good time, too. And I finally got to grab that handle.
Yeah, you grabbed the handle on my rope.
I didn't last very long.
No.
I think he was he... I had you in doggy,
mm-hmm.
and I think he was fingering you underneath.
Yeah,
he was fingering
me. Yeah.
And I was like, worn and shut.
Yeah,
worn and shut. We always seem to be in that position with them where I'm like, just so you know, I'm about to go.
And she was riding him. And then once you came, then I think you got my toy.
Yeah, that's when we flipped you and I started using the toy on you.
Yeah, so you were using my vibrator on me. So then he was grabbing my legs and then I started coming. And he was like, you both were fighting me because mm-hmm. I was trying to move.
You were trying to pull away.
Like, no. You guys both were, because he was still being fucked. So he was grabbing my, like, it was like a whole, and then I think they were still fucking and I was like, I think she was in reverse cowgirl with him because I feel like I was like rubbing her hair, like I was like rubbing her hair and her boobs. And I'm pretty sure, I think she was in reverse cowgirl, But it was so hot. She was like, when you were doing that, it felt good, but I knew I was so sweaty. And I was like, girl, we were all sweaty. Like, it was, that was probably the only thing I would have said is like, I just wanted that fan to turn on. See, I just needed air to move.
To me, like, the sweat thing isn't as bad as long as everybody's like, okay, we're all sweaty.
Yeah.
Great. But it was just hot.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, there's you can sweat because you're doing a lot and it's still not ridiculously hot, but it was just humid.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Because there was a lot of bodies in there too.
A lot of bodies and no air movement.
And
all the curtains, which are like sexy, are also blocking any movement of air.
Yeah.
And since we were in the very last room.
Yeah.
So.
There was literally no. Yeah.
That would be one of the only tips I would say to them is you got the fans, turn them on.
Two tips I would say is move the chairs in front of the bar.
Yeah. Yep.
And the second tip would be turn the fans on, like, regardless of how cold it is outside.
It's just airflow.
We need airflow.
It doesn't. Yeah. Fans don't make air cold.
Yeah.
It just moves it.
Right.
And it's just, that's all you need is just a little bit of airflow. And you tried to pull them and they weren't on by the switch.
And then I looked up and I was like, fuck, I hope there's not a light attached to this. Cause then I'm just blowing up everybody's spot.
All of a sudden everybody's all like lights are on the
cops are, it's like cops are here. Right. It's a raid. Just kidding. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And then next to us was, Dr. and Nurse Feelgood, like in the bed next to us. So they were
Was one thing we almost got into more trouble is Mayor and his girl. She was like scouting while we were doing our thing. When I was fucking I almost said beard. She was like within like 3 feet of us, just kind of looking and watching. And my natural instinct would be to call her over. I'm like, hey, I could use a hand. But when I'm with you, you have told me in the past, like, you can kind of, when we're in this position, you can kind of do whatever you want. Like invite, like you've said that before, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, spoiler alert.
Invite trouble.
But I, since I was with, not with you, I was with her.
Yeah.
I didn't want to invite her because I didn't know that level of consent wasn't there.
Right.
So I was like looking at her. I'm like, this could be fun.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
I think that was the best idea.
Yeah, it is. It's always good to go on that side of caution. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. So. That was one of those things. If I was just
plus,
with
it would
you,
have messed up our flow. We were having a good, flow. It was a good time. So, and it was, and I liked how they had the setup where you could hear everybody, because that's part of like the fun of it too. Is not just your own group you're with hearing them, but hearing what everybody else is doing. And then
private rooms are fun, but those type of group rooms are fun.
Yeah, and then because we could see over the bed next to us, like. Seeing what they were doing, and then even when we were done and trying to like clean up all our stuff, I was kind of like, "Ooh, there's some good stuff going on over there."
While we were doing our thing, there was like three guys getting head like right next to our bed on the fireplace. They're all sitting there,
really,
like do 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 do, yeah. So yeah, and sometimes you just have to step back and like, oh,
yeah, because I didn't even see that, but I mean, obviously I was busy.
Yeah, you're busy falling off the bed. So, yeah, ultimately, flirts, we had a great time.
Yeah, we had a really good time. So then we get done. And honestly, I could have played longer if it wasn't so hot.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. And I was just like,
That was the only reason I let myself come.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, we're getting towards the end here.
Yeah. I just
don't have it in me to keep going.
Water, and it was just hot. So I know we keep saying that, but that was really like the unsexy part of it. And I just started feeling unsexy, even though, you know, he was like, you're fine. You're not like dripping. You're just a little glossy or whatever.
You're moist.
I was like, I just don't feel sexy anymore. Yeah. So it's
like I said, when I'm leaning over and I can feel like sweat building up in my hair. I'm
it's
like this is...
it's yeah. So I was like, I'll just keep the mystery. Like, no, so we ended up finishing up there, and then you guys were kind of like, I think it was you. We were like, well, do you want to have a drink here still? And I was like, for what? I was like, for what purpose? It's like 1 a.m.
It was still
or
open.
2 a.m. No, it was 2 a.m., I think.
And they were open, I think, till 3.
Till 3. Yeah, they're like, you're like, they're open till 3. I was like, but there's no point. It's not like we're going to go back in there. But then, so then I went out to find the guy who did the rope tie on me.
Yep.
And to have him untie me. So I went over to him, and then Beard came over too at some point while I was getting untied. And I ended up making out with the guy. I don't know if I told you.
Yeah.
I thought I did. Okay. I was like, I usually do, but so yeah, I made out.
It's a shame. I wanted to make out with her, but
you weren't there.
I know.
I don't know where you were.
The thing is, earlier in the night when we were up in the room, I was kind of into the idea of doing something with that couple, but that other couple was there.
Yeah, they already kind of paired up.
Yeah, a little bit. So I was like, all right,
talking about boundaries and all that stuff and what they're into and what they're not into. So the four of them were already having that conversation. Yeah. So I think that's why we stepped out, because we were kind of all a little,
yeah,
like
didn't want to be a
that,
cop block.
But then it was like, okay, this is getting like, they were sitting on the bed after he tied me. Mm-hmm. They were all four sitting on the bed talking about like what their boundaries are and stuff. So I was like, okay. We'll go. And then that's when we went to the playroom, because we were like, okay, we'll step out.
Yeah, well, I've connected with them on Cassidy and thanked them for a good time and all that stuff. So
yeah, it was good. It is fun. And I do like the way he tied me, because it wasn't restricting in the way of like, I can't move my arms or I can't move my legs, which a little bit of that scares me. I'm not saying I'm not willing to try it, because the things that scare you probably excite you too.
You had a functional tie.
But yeah.
You were able to enjoy your night but still have that
restraint
the entire
feeling
time.
Like the...
Which is kind of ideal, because we're there to having a good time. Right. Like, you don't want to be tied up in a corner and you're just like, man, I'm thirsty. I got to pee. Like, well, you should have thought about that.
Yeah. Or like people do the ones where they hang from the ceiling and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we couldn't do that there. They'd have to have like...
That's a different level.
Yeah, they'd have to have hooks and things of that nature. But anyway, so he untied me. We made out. And then we grabbed all our stuff, got dressed, and got an Uber home.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right? Not home. Back to the hotel.
I think we went and got food at that point.
Once we got back to the hotel?
Yeah,
of course we did.
And we went and had, like, I think I had pasta.
Oh, yeah, because... I was still hot. Like, I was still like not feeling, I was hungry, but you know when you're hot and you don't feel hungry?
Yeah.
Super hungry. So, I got a parfait, because I was like, nothing sounded good to me. Yeah. I had had the salad the day before and, it wasn't great. And then I was just like, I don't want anything warm. Like, hot still doesn't sound good to me, because I'm still just feel warm. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'll get a parfait. But yeah. So then we went to bed.
So that takes us into
Friday night,
finished up, and then now we're on Saturday morning.
That took us into Saturday morning, because we left there at 2 a.m.
Which Saturday morning is going to be part two.
Yeah, we can't go into Saturday, because Saturday we did tiki bars and then we did stuff at night. So we need a whole nother one for that.
Yes. So we normally do our podcast every other week. But since we're going to be going on that vacation, we're actually going to do one next week to take care of part two and kind of get us on that every other week schedule again. So, I think that's it for tonight, baby.
I think that's it.
I got a lot to edit.
Only because you
farted. All right, you know what to say. Take it away, baby.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
All right, love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.